This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, October 7th. Okay, the market is kind of treading water here, but it's very good for us under the surface. There's a lot of bargain hunting going on. You can see Plantair Technologies is very firm. A lot of our AI stocks and data center related stocks are very firm. But probably the stock we should talk about the most is AppLovin. So this stock got hit on Monday because of a potential SEC probe on how they do some accounting and expense things. And I'm not really worried about this. There's been some short sellers planning these stories. So it looks like they were just trying to prick a bubble. AppLovin has been one of the best performing stocks for some time here. And what I like is the stock's up sharply today. So it just shows when there's a dip, there's a great buying window. And, you know, Plantair got hit several weeks ago, and it's firming up. AppLovin firmed up in a day. So this is a good sign, okay? It's a sign that there's buying pressure out there. In the meantime, you know, I'm recommending 9 gold stocks, and gold's up over 50% for the year. So if you're worried about the world ending or whatever, just do that. But I don't think you have to. There's real earnings coming out. There's positive analyst estimates. The seasonally strong time of year is here. So folks, I don't want you to worry. I want you to be happy. I want you to buy good stocks on dips. And we got one more week of kind of treading water here. The financials will release next week, announce next week. But our stocks will start announcing the third week of October. So hang on, everybody. Enjoy the ride. You're in the midst of a very powerful rally. You probably heard that Paul Tudor Jones went on CNBC. He was talking about the market melt-up. Ed Yardini's been talking about a melt-up. So we have a very, very strong market for the second half of October, for all November. We'll get some tax selling stuff in December, have a nice year-end rally from Christmas to New Year's, and then we'll gap up in January, and then there might be some profit-taking eventually in February. But, folks, this is lock and load time. Our stocks are exhibiting real strength. They're doing much better than the underlying market. So load up anytime you get a dip. So that's my main message for you today, I'll talk to you if there's any major developments. But, of course, there's a lack of news this week because the economic data is not coming out with the federal government shutdown. So everybody just wants to find something certain. And stocks with strong sales, earnings, positive analyst estimates, that's certain. Okay, that's real. And that's why our stocks are attracting so much attention. So hang on. Enjoy the ride, everybody. Louis Navalier.